Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
The Michael Kay Show.
Luke Falk, play action. He flips it right, and it's intercepted.
They're doing a good job as far as bringing the house.
Luke Falk from midfield back to throw. Pocket collapses, and the ball's ripped out of his hands.
They're blitz-zeroing us.
Luke Falk on third and a mile from the Jet 5-yard line. Hit and sacked again.
We got to find a way to put the ball in the end zone. We only found it once.
We just got to get better. That's all it is. Everybody got to take account of what they do wrong and try to correct it.
Kind of the football gods going against us right now. This is the time where you got to link arms, make the corrections, and not cutting time right now. We got to string a few together right now.
Everybody got to look at themselves in the mirror and say, you got to get back.
Don't want to look at the record. Just get back in the lab, correct the things we need to correct in this game, and start preparing for the next.
We got to stick together. No fractures. And it's only going to come from here. Nobody's going to help us on the outside.
Final score here in Philadelphia. The Eagles 31 and the Jets 6.
The Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, we get a chance to talk to the head coach of the New York Jets, Adam Gase. The Adam Gase Report is brought to you by Windorama and Anderson Windows, M&T Bank, Tullamore Dew, and PC Richard and Son. Coach, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. You finally get some good news on Sam. What does that mean to this team?
We get our starting quarterback back.
Does he cover up a lot of the things that have been problematic because of his skill level?
It's been more than just a quarterback, but you know, anytime you get your starting quarterback back, that's gonna help you a lot. You know, we had a good few days of, you know, practice last week, you know, and with him in there, and I think moving forward that week is gonna pay off for us.
How limited were you with Falk at quarterback as far as the plays that you can call compared to your starter?
Well, I mean, we were kind of trying to make sure that we wanted to do a good job on 91 and 55. Obviously, that didn't go very well, so we were kind of limited just in general because we wanted to make sure that those guys didn't go crazy, and we just didn't do a very good job protecting the quarterback.
Now, you did make two changes to the offensive line last week. Will that continue to be a work in progress? Do you think those two guys will stay? And what do you think the problem has been?
Yeah, we're going to keep just kind of moving things around, see who's healthy, see who's available, kind of keep working different lineups in practice. You know, we're going to look at as many lineups as we need to until we get it right.
Adam, a lot was made about the number of reps that Sam got with the number ones leading into the game. Was that you just betting he'd play, or is that just the case for a quarterback that has only played 13 games in the NFL that he still needs to get the snaps even if he's not going to play?
Yeah, I mean, we were repping them both. I mean, we were at practice. Everybody saw both those guys get reps. I mean, we had an idea that we could be either one. That's how we game planned it. We had a couple things that were specific for Sam, but for the most part, we made sure the game plan was really built for both of them.
If you, I know you're not Joe Douglas, but if you had it to do over again, after the Trevor Siemian injury, would you guys have went out there and got another quarterback to help you out these last few games?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't. So that was just the decision that was made. And, you know, we're at where we are right now, and Sam's back, so it's really irrelevant.
We talked again this week about Le'Veon, who just has seemed to be such a warrior. Has he been an important? And by the way, Coach, you deserve credit too. As rough as things have been, this team has not come apart locker room wise. How big a part has Le'Veon played in that?
He's been outstanding. His work ethic. I wish people could see him practice. If they would see how he practices, it looks just like he does in a game. And there's a reason why he's one of the better running backs in the NFL. I mean, he gives 110% in practice. I mean, he is full go all the time. He tries to make sure that he does everything right. You know, it's very impressive to watch him work on a day in and day out basis.
Now, yesterday's story came out that your team held a players only meeting and, you know, about staying together and not, you know, firing shots across the offense and the defense. As a coach, do you worry when players have a players only meeting and the coaches don't know what's going on?
Not when it's those guys. I mean, when you have Steve McClendon, Jamal, CJ, like, you got all these guys that you know are all about trying to figure out a way to win games. It's different than if you had a different locker room. I mean, this is a good locker room. These guys are good dudes. These guys work hard. They try to do everything they can to help us win. I mean, I love the ownership that they're taking on this team. I mean, when you have things like that as a head coach, it's a good thing to have going on.
Now, following Sunday's game, you mentioned that the defense has done a pretty good job, and it's been on the offense, and you wore it. Do you worry that when one side of the ball is playing better than the other, that there will be sniping?
Not with this group.
Okay.
These guys encourage each other. Like, if you watch the sidelines during the game and see how the defensive guys are when the offense is on the field, I mean, it's encouragement. It's not, you don't see those guys are up and they're on the sideline and they're encouraging the offense.
Who gets credit for that when a room is that good?
I think a lot of it has to do with just really the guys that we have. You know, I mean, I think Jamal and McClendon and, you know, a lot of those, Marcus May, I think a lot of these guys, that's how they are. That's how they're built. You know, they want the other side of the ball to do well. This is how they are.
Now, with Sam having been out this time with the mono and he's going to be able to play, is he limited playbook-wise because he may not have the stamina built up, or is he a full-fledged quarterback for you?
No, I mean, he's been studying. I mean, the amount of time he's been putting in just on the little details of the offense has been very impressive. He's really tried to make the most of the time that he's been away as far as what he can do physically. So he's been really focusing on things mentally. I've been very impressed with how much time he's spent on his own or with me or with Dow as far as trying to just really absorb as much as he can and take in all the things he can of learning for somebody else playing.
All right, what are the challenges the Dallas Cowboys present on Sunday?
Well, obviously they have a very good offense. They probably got one of the better running backs in the league. They have a very good offensive line. I know they're a little banged up. They got a deep threat, and defensively they've been playing well. I know last game wasn't their – they didn't have their best game last game. I know it was probably the first time they've actually had somebody run the ball on them fairly well. But they cause problems up front. They're well coached. I mean, their defensive coordinator I worked for a few years in Detroit, he gets that front really getting after the quarterback. We got to do a really good job of protecting. We got to do a good job of executing assignments because these guys are going to be coming at the quarterback in a hurry. We got to get open quick, and we got to get the ball out quick.
Now, talking about protection, you gave up 10 sacks last week, and I want you to just direct us where we should look. Is that the offensive line's problem, or did Luke Falk not get rid of the ball? Did he hold on to it too much?
It was a little bit. We all took a little bit of the blame on this one. I mean, because there was a couple play calls where we didn't have anybody open. There was a couple times that we busted a route. We held the ball too long a couple times. We didn't do what we needed to do protection wise. We all shared the blame on that one. This was. I know everybody. It's easy to go to one spot, but. We all took a little bit of the blame on that one.
Now, I'm wondering, we're talking with Adam Gase, Jet head coach, on his weekly spot on the show. Some of the criticism I read in the newspapers, and you don't read the newspaper, well, you know, Adam Gase is supposed to be an offensive innovator. Well, you know, well, he's not being innovative at all. And I'm looking at it, it's like asking Picasso to paint with no paint. So, I mean, are you somewhat hamstrung? Your offensive line's not blocking. You're playing a third-string quarterback that was on the taxi squad. Are you limited in what you could do and how creative you can be?
I think moving forward, that's really what we got to focus on. And what we need to do is we need to do a good job of when we practice things, execute it in practice, which I see us do a lot. And feeling when we're heading to the games, we're feeling good about it. We got to take practice and apply it to Sundays. And we have to do a better job in that aspect. And I think we will moving forward. I think, you know, getting some of the pieces back is going to help us. I think guys are focusing on correcting the mistakes that we're making. It's one of those things when on offense you need 11 guys to do their job. You know, on defense it's sometimes you can get mistakes covered up because a really good player can go make a play and it covers up some of the things that go wrong. Offensively, we need all 11 guys to do their job to get 4 yards. It's sometimes we have not been clicking. We have not had that moment of 60-some plays where we're winning more plays than we're losing. And that's where we need to get to. We need to make sure that happens. And if we can keep doing it in practice, it's going to happen in the game. It'll click. And hopefully we just keep stacking good plays on top of another.
Everybody got caught off guard. You can't lose two quarterbacks as quickly as you guys did and just be prepared for it. But this is probably a question better for Joe Douglas, but I'll ask you, are you actively trying to look for somebody that might be stronger at backup for Sam if something like this were to happen again?
I think we're always going to be looking for improvement at as many positions as we possibly can. This is the NFL. You try to develop guys as quick as possible. Did Luke have to play a little quicker than what we anticipated? Probably. But at the same time, that those game reps will be valuable for him at some point down the road. The good thing is we do have a chance for Sam to come back to where now we just work on getting him better in practice, getting our offense ready to go for this game.
All right, final thing, Adam. Bear with me on this. We don't know you that well. We met you when you got hired, and you're on with us every week. And I'm just amazed at how gracious and accommodating you are. This can't be easy for you. So I'm wondering, are you the greatest actor of all time? Or, I mean, are you just this positive dude that will not get down despite your team being 0-4?
Well, it's not always easy. I mean, obviously, everybody in this building wants to win. Everybody's doing everything they can to help our players, do the right things within a game. And we can't go the other direction. Our players need to make sure that they can feel from our coaching staff that we're putting them in the right position, our attitude's right, we're trying to help them do the right things, and they're trying to do the right things too. They're trying to execute what we're asking them to do. We're trying to make adjustments to fit who the personnel that we have. It hasn't clicked for us offensively. We've had some really good moments on defense and special teams. We just need to get there to the point where all three phases are executing at a higher level, that's going to put us in a better position to win games.
But this is certainly not the way you drew it up in your mind when you got this great job. And I mean, are you dying inside that you're 0-4?
I don't think anybody wants to be 0-4.
Right.
I mean, you look at the schedule and in your mind you go, we can win every one of these games. It hasn't worked out the way that we anticipated it, but moving forward, that's what we can control. We can put in a good week's work, worth of work, and then when we get to Sunday, we got to go out and execute.
Adam, thank you so much, and good luck on Sunday.
All right, guys, I appreciate it.
All right, that's the Adam Gase Report brought to you by Windorama and Anderson Windows. Ready to replace your windows? Start with the window installation experts at Windorama. Visit Windorama.com today to get started. M&T Bank, the official community bank of the New York Jets. Tell them or do. The original triple-blended, smooth-sipping Irish whiskey. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Please, please enjoy responsibly. And PC Richard & Son, now celebrating their 110th birthday with huge savings on appliances, TVs, electronics, and mattresses. For 110 years, nobody beats PC Richard & Son.
As much as I think it was an exaggeration to give him the over-the-top credit maybe many did for Peyton Manning's year in Denver with Adam, it is ridiculous to expect him to make Luke Falk into an NFL quarterback. I don't think this makes him he's no quarterback whisperer. Look what he did with Falk. I don't know what you can do. Third-string quarterbacks, practice squad quarterbacks are not NFL players. And I don't care how good you are. What can you do? You've got a marginalized offensive line and a quarterback that shouldn't be in the league. What can you expect him to do?
I thought his answer when I asked him about getting a quarterback was telling.
Right, because
he did not seem pleased.
Right, doesn't look good. I mean, they had to play with Luke Falk. And I did mean what I just said to him. We didn't know what we were getting in Adam Gase in terms of a weekly guest. He seemed so intense at the press conference. And we thought he'd be snappish and wouldn't really be accommodating. He's been unbelievable.
He powers through.
And to sit here, anybody, to judge this guy with the injuries they had, I don't know how you could judge him. I mean, it's incomplete. If you were grading a paper, it would be incomplete. How could you judge him without his quarterback, without his tight end, without his middle linebacker? How do you judge this man?
I mean, Michael,
we don't know if he's a good coach or a bad coach.
You build a team, and then two guys get suspended. Your quarterback gets mono. I mean, yeah.
And your other quarterback snaps his leg.
I would love, as a talk show host, to just rip apart an 0-4 football team. That's kind of what you're supposed to do. Now, I think the excuses become less and less. He's got Sam back now. This Dallas team does not look like the world beaters they were at the beginning of the season. But, I mean, come on. They've been – not only have they been compromised, look at the teams they've had to play. Right? The last 2 weeks, you played New England and Philadelphia. I don't think anybody would blink if those two teams played in the Super Bowl this year. So it's not like you're playing the Sweet Sisters of the Poor.
You know, if you had lost to Cincinnati and Miami, I'd say, you know what, you got to fight. You got to do a better job than that. You played New England and Philadelphia.
Are they the Sweet Sisters or the Little Sisters?
Either one.
Sweet Sisters are another school. Little Sisters.
That's what I'm trying to label all the different sisters schools.
Well, we're in the middle of the 98.7 ESPN Gang Green Report brought to you by Shiner Bock. I will tell you this, getting back Herndon will help. Another weapon for the quarterback. And, you know, Peter brought it up, and I said it last week as well. I said it yesterday. To me, Le'Veon Bell has been a revelation. Because from the outside looking in, he sits out the whole year. You go, what a nozzle, you know? He's not a nozzle at all. This guy's a big-time guy. He has stood up for his teammates. He hasn't thrown anybody under the bus. He goes out there and runs into a wall. He has no holes whatsoever. Yeah. He's wasting the, you know, one of the years of his career. Last year he wasted it. This year is being wasted because he doesn't have a good offensive line. Now, I know he gets paid well. He's supposed to go out there and play, but everybody gets paid well.
And we see plenty of people.
And a lot of complaining.
Oh my God. A lot of people start leaking a lot earlier. I mean, this is it's four games, but 5 weeks in that it's been a total disaster. And we're not just talking about, you know, it's not as good as you'd hope. They haven't been in games.
Right.
There's been no offensive hope. There are games when this last week, they scheme, what was it, the first 9 of the first 12 plays were all to Le'Veon. They know it's the only thing they can do is feed him, and he has no options.
Yeah.
You got to give the guy credit.
And you're so right, Peter. We live in an era now where it's so easy to tweet something derogatory, make some sort of an off or left-handed comment to a reporter about how awful it is. He wants to be here, and he understands the situation, and it will get better. If Darnold stays upright, I think they're moving in the right direction. It just, they were really dealt a cruel hand. They were. It just, I don't know what Indian burial ground or something that Hofstra was or was so, who they insulted. Maybe Joe Namath did sell his soul to the devil for Super Bowl III.
That's
whatever.
Strong.
You think it happened?
Whatever. I mean, to be dealt this kind of hand, Peter, what are you supposed to do? With this schedule?
It's
you
awful.
Lose your starting quarterback? You lose your starting tight end?
It's awful.
And really, as Don said, in this business, you're supposed to have these hot, you know, violent takes on things. You're being a phony. If you expect them to win with the hand they've been dealt, it's not their fault that he got mono. It's not their fault that Herndon got suspended. It's not their fault that Mosley got hurt.
And I'm sorry, a quarterback guru can't make something out of nothing. No offense to Luke Falk. He seems like he's a good guy, but he was a practice squad player for a reason. He was a third-string quarterback for a reason. Now, if you want to get on Joe Douglas for not going out and finding him a better quarterback once Douglas got mono.
But again, that's an easy thing to say. Who? The only one that will fall back on is Colin Kaepernick. Who's out there?
I don't know.
It's not like somebody's left out there that's a really good quarterback.
I think
everybody out there is a Luke Falk.
I think you don't think you could do a notch up from Luke Falk?
Tell me who. I'm willing to listen. Tell me who.
All right, well, give me till the next segment we come back.
I'm going to give you until next year. You don't think Joe Douglas?
You know what? I'll give you before.
But when a kicker misses 5 kicks, right, they'll bring in like 7 kickers that Tuesday and audition a bunch of guys.
They didn't bring anyone in, did they?
When we asked Adam when it first happened, he said that, you know, Joe, they'll make some phone calls. I didn't hear, or maybe somebody listening can correct me, if they were bringing like a bunch of guys in to take a look at. I mean, that's the level. When you get to the third string quarterback, I'm kind of with Peter. There might have been somebody out there with a little bit more experience. Somebody.
Macho Man Tom Savage is available.
Now, don't give me the whole know the system, because you know what? When you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, knowing the system, throw that out the window.
Let's see what Iron Staten Allen has to say.
Hi.
Hey, Mike, Michael, Don, Peter, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
How'd you know we were talking about the Jets?
You know, it's funny. You're right. I'm not making excuses, but that was a pretty tough hand that they were dealt. But nobody's going to feel sorry for them. You got to have the next man up. But nothing against, like you just said, against Luke Falk. You know, he's not an NFL, not right now, he's not an NFL quarterback. And then to throw him in there with a suspect offensive line, it was, especially going against the Pats and the Eagles, it was what it was. It's unfortunate that Simeon got hurt because I thought he was a reasonable backup, but you know what happened in the Cleveland game. But going forward, the way I look at it, to me, this is a redo. You know how I felt about the first two games. You knew what was coming up. We still got the Cowboys, got the Pats, the Jaguars, but getting Sam back, I think it's gonna be good for morale. I think that they're gonna be smart the way they handle it. You know, he's gonna get the ball out of his hands. That offensive line will look a little better. Still got problems. Gotta go back to the Buffalo game. Sam got knocked around. He got 8 or 9 quarterback hits and 4 sacks. You can't have that right now. But I think, Mike, you hit it right on the head. The Herndon addition right now is going to be like a fresh air of breath because they really need that. And I think you're going to see a different offense this week, and you will see at least an NFL offensive team on the field, and I think they'll play a very competitive game against the Cowboys.
Well, we'll see if you're right. I don't know how they're going to play a competitive game if they can't protect the quarterback. That's the Gangrene Report brought to you by Shiner Bock, an American-style dark lager, independently brewed in Shiner, Texas since 1909. By the way, Islanders and the Oilers, you can hear that game over on 1050 AM tonight with the pregame starting at 6:30.
It's a good
one. Game four of the ALDS Astros Rays series can be heard right here on 98.7 ESPN immediately following the show. Let's get to this call. This sounds interesting. Rob in Basking Ridge.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Disclaimer, Steeler fan. I'm just getting sick and tired of hearing what a great guy and revelation and all this nonsense that Le'Veon Bell is. He abandoned his team and his teammates, and he took less money from the Jets that the Steelers offered him, and he's going to do it again. He's going to do it again to the Jets, so, you know, get over it.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Because I'm a lifelong Steeler fan. I saw what he did to the team. We gave him the best opportunity to succeed.
But that was a money play. It wasn't that he was – I mean, he made a bad decision, Bob, Rob.
Okay, fine, but the Steelers offered him more money than he ended up accepting.
Well, he played his hand wrong, Rob. He didn't do that on purpose. If he knew that, he probably wouldn't have done it.
Of course. My point is he does not value the team. He does not value his
family. Well, you know what? You sound like a bitter – Wait a minute.
I said disclaimer.
All right. Okay, no. Good. Rob, you could be absolutely right, but all we can say is, because people can change, situations change. So far, he has been a good soldier. He's getting the ball probably way too much than he should on a team that's going absolutely nowhere. He has not complained. He hasn't said a peep. Well, we just heard Adam Gase say the room is great. He praised Bell. So you might be absolutely right what happened in Pittsburgh.
Right.
But right now with the Jets, maybe it'll change. But right now we can only judge what we see. He's been a different guy.
He was that guy for the first couple of years in Pittsburgh, too.
But that's all the Jets need.
Yeah, that's it.
And I got to tell you, years is a long time to be that guy.
3 years? Come on.
First of all, it's a 4-year deal. The first 2 years are guaranteed. After that, it's probably over anyway. The Jets need him for 2 years, Rob. That's it. They're not looking at him as a legacy Jet. He's done everything right. He said all the right things. If he's the greatest actor of all time, give him an Oscar. But he's been good for the Jets.
And here's the information I have on Le'Veon Bell. When he came on our show Super Bowl week a few years ago, we all were instantly enamored with him and thought he was charming and great. And now that since he's been in New York, he's been wonderful. So it's hard for me to hear from a bitter Steelers fan right now about their feelings. I mean, listen, they're down. Who was their quarterback at the end of last week? Hodges?
Yeah.
They're in trouble. Steelers fans are not happy right now. Danny from Long Island. Has anyone checked on him? Someone should send a call out on Danny from Long Island.
You think he's in trouble?
He could be in trouble because things are not good in Pittsburgh.
And they weren't good for the Mets. They didn't make the playoffs. So all of his teams.
I know.
Yeah. Michael Kasho on 98.7 ESPN brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance is not how much you save. It's the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Kay LaGreca Rosenberg and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.